Chapter 50. The Washington Metro Rail subway, now leaving Federal Triangle Station, could not speed away from the White House fast enough for Gabrielle Ashe. She sat rigid in a deserted corner of the train as darkened shapes tore past outside in a blur. Marjorie Tench's big red envelope lay in Gabrielle's lap, pressing down like a 10-ton weight. "I've got to talk to Sexton," she thought, the train accelerating now in the direction of Sexton's office building. "Immediately." Now, in the dim, shifting light of the train, Gabrielle felt like she was enduring some kind of hallucinogenic drug trip. Muted lights whipped by overhead like slow-motion discotheque strobes. The ponderous tunnel rose on all sides like a deepening canyon. "Tell me this is not happening." She gazed down at the envelope on her lap. Unclasping the flap, she reached inside and pulled out one of the photos. The internal lights of the train flickered for a moment, the harsh glare illuminating a shocking image. Sedgwick Sexton lying naked in his office, his gratified face turned perfectly toward the camera, while Gabrielle's dark form lay nude beside him. She shivered, rammed the photo back inside, and fumbled to reclasp the envelope. "It's over." As soon as the train exited the tunnel and climbed onto the above-ground tracks near L'Enfant Plaza, Gabrielle dug out her cell phone and called the senator's private cellular number. His voicemail answered. Puzzled, she phoned the senator's office. The secretary answered. "It's Gabrielle. Is he in?" The secretary sounded peeved. "Where have you been? He was looking for you."
"I had a meeting that ran long. I need to talk to him right away."
"You'll have to wait till morning. He's at Westbrook." Westbrook Place Luxury Apartments was the building where Sexton kept his D.C. residence.
"He's not picking up his private line," Gabrielle said.
"He blocked off tonight as a P.E., the secretary reminded. "He left early." Gabrielle scowled. Personal event. In all the excitement, she'd forgotten Sexton had scheduled himself a night alone at home. He was very particular about not being disturbed during his P.E. blocks. "Bang on my door only if the building is on fire," he would say. "Other than that, it can wait until morning." Gabrielle decided Sexton's building was definitely on fire.
"I need you to reach him for me."
"Impossible."
"This is serious. I really..."
"No, I mean literally impossible. He left his pager on my desk on his way out and told me he was not to be disturbed all night. He was adamant." She paused. "More so than usual."
"Shit. Okay, thanks."
Gabrielle hung up. L'Enfant Plaza, a recording announced in the subway car. "Connection all stations." Closing her eyes, Gabrielle tried to clear her mind, but devastating images rushed in. The lurid photos of herself and the senator. The pile of documents alleging Sexton was taking bribes. Gabrielle could still hear Tench's raspy demands. "Do the right thing. Sign the affidavit. Admit the affair."